the catastrophic threat of increasing resistance to antibiotics. That's the warning from England's chief medical officer, Professor Dame Sally Davis, who says that in 20 years, we could see far more patients dying from infections picked up during minor surgery. She says it's a ticking time bomb, which is as big a problem as climate change. Well, Steve Owen's father died after a routine knee replacement. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
Thanks for telling us about this. It was some years ago now. What happened to your father?
Yeah, sure. My father was a plumber, sort of spent most of his working life on his knees, and he went in probably 7 years ago for a routine knee operation. Whilst in hospital, he acquired an infection within his knee, which he was never able to shake off. Eventually, it led to the infection got so bad that they actually had to replace the knee joint with another knee joint because the infection had grabbed hold into the material of the knee. The infection over a 2 year period spread, got worse, was unable to be treated, and eventually killed him.
And when you say unable to be treated, presumably they tried antibiotics, did they?
They did, yeah. I mean one of the things they tried was to actually remove the knee joint and put what they called an antiseptic block in, which is a sort of a supercharged, super dose of antibiotics. But even that wasn't able to shift the infection. It was so deep-rooted.
Yeah. It must have been incredibly distressing to you and the family because, as we mentioned, this should have been a fairly routine procedure.
Absolutely. You expect, you go to hospital, it's a safe, clean environment for, as you say, a routine operation. You don't expect for that to cause someone's death.
Dame Sally Davis is talking about the rise of these superbugs resistant to antibiotics in the future, and in part this is because we have been overusing antibiotics. Do you accept that that's the case?
Absolutely. I feel that, you know, every time you go to the doctors for a cough or a cold, they're dishing out antibiotics like sweets almost, and we've just become too reliant on them.
And do you think perhaps as patients also we demand them too often, I wonder?
I think we just need to feel fulfilled that once you go to the doctors that you get an antibiotic, you get something for going almost as
for
a sort of reward.
Yeah. But obviously long term this is not good for any of us.
No, I don't feel we're building up any resistance to drugs, infection. We're too easily going to the doctors and for relatively minor issues, looking for some sort of quick fix treatment.
What about the role of hospitals as well? Obviously, a lot of work has been done to try and combat superbugs like MRSA and C. difficile. So they would say they are making progress in those areas.
Cleanliness needs to be improved still. And it's too easy to walk into a ward these days straight off the street. And who knows what we're bringing in. I think there needs to be a level of training to the staff, tighter regimes put in place to control cleanliness.
Yeah, and in fact, again, Dame Sally Davis says there is woeful education given to many doctors about the threat from these drug-resistant organisms. We'll hear from her a little bit later on, but what would your message be to her and to health professionals in general then, Steve?
I think for me there are probably three issues that really need tackling. One is the cleanliness at grassroots level on the hospitals. Secondly, it's to the drug companies to look to how we're investing in the future and attacking these bugs that are outstripping our technology. And thirdly, really, is not to be so reliant on drugs that we're dishing out and think twice before we take some of these prescription drugs.
Thank you very much, Steve Owen, whose father died after a routine knee replacement. We've got a statement from the Health Protection Agency. They say they've been working very hard on the issue for some time and have committed great resources to devising strategies and advice on treatment, infection control, and so on. We cannot eliminate the problem, they say, but we can put in successful strategies to manage it and minimise its impact and keep our antibiotics safe for the future. I'd be interested to hear from you if you are a doctor. Do you find that often you have to succumb to the demands of patients who want something for their visit to the GP? Is there a lot of demand for antibiotics, or is that a bit of myth? Are doctors as reluctant as they should be to prescribe these when it's not necessary? I don't know, 85058 if you want to send us a text on